Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Good morning, it's Gunners and Alley for breakfast, and Simple Minds promised you a miracle as we approach 7 o'clock on this, the 23rd day of October. Apparently it's World Wombat Day. Now, I'm just thinking, are there wombats in other places of the world?
No, I think it's just that they're an Australian animal. I think they're in zoos in places in the world, and I think it's just celebrating our iconic Australian wombat. We'll talk a little bit more about that in detail, and I've even fashioned my random fact around World Wombat Day because they're so cute.
They are cute.
Speaking of cute, my dog Pepper escaped yesterday. I was about to pick up Samuel from high school, got in my car and closed the door, and as I opened up my carport, the door blew open, the dog shot out, because when she hears the carport, she's like, oh, it's walk time, shot out, sped up the road, couldn't find her anywhere. I'm yelling for the dog, so I thought, well, I'll get in the car and I'll drive to get Samuel from school. Hopefully I'll see her bounding around, and I couldn't see her anywhere. Picked Samuel up, and then we both went looking for her. We were looking for an hour, and then I thought, maybe I should check the Lakelands Neighbourhood Watch. So I did, and someone was like, oh, I found this gorgeous dog. So basically they'd found the dog straight away, which is why we couldn't find her on the streets.
Right.
So a big shout out to Christian, the guy that found my dog and posted cute pictures of her up on,
good on you, Christian, the socials
and kept her there until I picked her up, which I really appreciated, because otherwise if they get picked up by the ranger, then you got to pay, and then it's quite annoying.
Fees.
And I was just worried that she'd been hit by a car because we couldn't find her.
Yeah.
And usually if she escapes, she'll just kind of do a lap and then come back.
Uh-huh.
But obviously she was found too soon, and I appreciate that. So thank you to Christian. By the way, she is microchipped, but her name tag fell off. So
okay,
dilemmas all round.
Lots to get through today. Of course, INXS live at Wembley Stadium. This was recorded back in 1991 as a part of their... Now, is it Live Baby Live or Live Baby
it's
Live?
Well, Live Baby Live's a song, right?
Okay, so it's got to be Live Baby Live.
Of course.
Anyway, it was a part of that tour, and it's on for one night only at Reading Cinemas. And I'd love to get tickets to this myself.
I'm sure they'll give you some.
Let's give away those INXS live at Wembley Stadium tickets. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. You sound like an INXS fan. I can just tell.
I am, very much.
What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa, were you fortunate enough to see INXS live in concert at any stage?
No.
Bugger.
You get to do the next best thing now, and you can see them doing their live performance at Wembley Stadium up on the big screen, which is going to be pretty damn epic.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Do you have a favourite INXS song, Lisa?
All of them.
No, I don't. There's too many.
You've got a point there.
All of them, right?
Absolutely. There's so many. Yeah, too many.
Well, Lisa, enjoy the concert.
Thank you so much.
Ali's Random Facts.
Okay, Gunners, seeing as it is World Wombat Day today, I thought we would talk about our cute little furry creatures.
Ah, yes, I remember Fatso from A Country Practice.
Oh, they're so cute. Extremely adorable. Kegs on Legs is their little nickname. Did you know there's three species of wombats in Australia?
Go on.
The bare-nosed wombat, also known as the common wombat. Then you've got the southern hairy-nosed wombat and the northern hairy-nosed wombat. But they all have something in common.
They're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please?
Nope. They've got cube-shaped poop.
Come again?
They've got cube-shaped poop, so it's like square poop. They look like there's something out of Minecraft, the game, where it's all cubed.
How does that work?
I have no idea, and I really don't want to delve into the inner workings of the wombat, but when they do their number two, it's shaped like a cube.
Surely that's got to be the only animal in the world that does square poo.
It's hip to be square on World Wombat Day. And that's Ali's Random Facts here on The Wave.
One cube or two. There is nothing quite like an outdoors concert in summer.
No, it's lovely.
Warm night, nice surroundings.
Take your own picnic.
Yeah.
And you can buy a bottle of wine from the bar, sit and enjoy the amazing tunes of John Farnham. Because we're talking live in the vines here at the Sandalford Winery. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Not only is John Farnham headlining, there's also John Stevens, Vanessa Amorosi, Rock Whiz Live, and a reunion performance by Southern Sons. That's a lot of hair and a lot of eyebrows on that stage.
I wonder when they last played live, Southern Sons.
Yeah, I think it was back in the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it probably was.
So if you would love to go along to Live in the Vines starring John Farnham and all of those others that we just listed, you need to listen out for the Farnsy song of the day, which is this one.
What about the age of reason?
Yeah, Age of Reason is today's key song, so when you hear that, give us a call.
Could pop up any time today before 5 o'clock, be the first caller through, and you will score tickets to Live in the Vines starring John Farnham and all his friends.
Are you ready for today's hard word?
I am.
Inimical.
How do you spell that?
I-N-I-M-I-C-A-L.
Inimical. Okay.
Does it mean A, unruly, B, to obstruct or harm, or C, to fear. Inimical.
They're very similar meanings, really. Okay, it's between B or C for me, and I think I might go with B.
To obstruct or harm. Ding, 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 ding.
Is that
right? Yeah, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Well done. To obstruct or harm. Inimical. How did you work that one out?
It just seemed like it was out of those two, and then I just decided on B. Basically, that was my steps. Happened to be right. Could have gone either way.
Well, it worked for you today, and hopefully it'll work for me tomorrow when we do tomorrow's hard word.
Have Gunners and Ali whenever you want. Podcasts at 917thewave.com.au.